Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Good morning, miss.
Is it?
You were the secretary to Felix B. Wiley, the business tycoon, are you not?
Go away or I'll call the police.
Uh-oh, your employer wouldn't like you to use that tone of voice.
With you, he'd give me a medal.
Oh, Belle, I love you.
Carl, you're a heel.
Belle, you see before you a man reformed.
I'm glad you've given it a name.
I'm even willing to forgive you for the way that you behaved last night.
I have never committed murder, but there's always a first time. Go away, beat it, scat!
And I have got a job.
Work.
Well, that's what a job usually means.
With you, it's never that simple. Before I toss you out, what sort of a job? Or am I too young to know?
A respectable, highly paid, well, nearly highly paid position as a gentleman's companion.
Gentleman companion?
Gentleman's companion. There's a difference.
Sounds like the usual grifting.
I have ceased to be a grifter. Not that I ever admit being one now, mind you.
It is too late for denials. You're a grifter, and you know it, and I know it.
And in spite of it all, you still love me madly.
So much, Carl, that I wish you would shrivel up and blow away.
Oh, what a touching sentiment. Oh, and, by the way, speaking of touching...
I'm broke, flat, without money, penniless.
But the shoes are worn through to the feet. Look.
I can't see a thing. Tears of sorrow are blinding me.
Oh, Belle, would you let money come between us?
Let it. It came and went. Not if you were starving. Who is the old fool who happened to hire you?
You'll never guess.
In that case, you can save a lot of time by telling me.
None other than Felix B. Wiley.
You crumb. You conniving little crumb. That old goat no more needs a gentleman companion than...
Than you do?
What sort of a line did you throw in?
Well, just because he also happens to be your boss, there's no need to get carried away with him. I answered an ad in the paper. I phoned him, I went to see him, and I was hired.
For your honesty and integrity.
He told me to report here and wait for him.
And here you are.
In person. Nice place we got here, Belle.
Leave those cigarettes alone.
Hey, Belle, I am one of the family.
By your own.
Oh, under that sweet exterior, there is a core of hardness which I never before noticed and which ill becomes you.
Also, neath this sweet exterior is a long-suffering female heart which is not going to let itself suffer anymore over an egotistical, lazy, rude named Carl Vickers. And once more, you oaf, I refuse to... Good morning, Mr. Wiley.
Good morning, Belle.
Morning, Mr. Wiley.
Who are you?
I knew it.
Well, I'm the guy you hired early this morning, remember? You do remember, don't
you? I'm sorry, Mr. Wiley. You came busting in.
Oh, yes, I remember. Come through to my office.
Yeah, sure thing.
And, Belle, I don't want to be disturbed for 2 hours.
Yes, Mr. Wiley.
Hey, honey, close your mouth. You look stupid.
Come on, young man.
Yeah, be right there. See you later, sweetie.
Hours you were in there. 3 whole hours.
Yeah, sure. Important decisions take time, sweetie.
Stop calling me sweetie.
Well, just as you wish.
If you're working a racket on that poor old man, so help me out, I'll call the FBI.
Oh, sweetie, you hurt me.
Now, look here, Carl Vickers. You and I were once engaged.
That's crazy.
Until I found out what a down-at-heel low-lifer you were.
Sweetie.
Then I couldn't work hard enough to get you out of my hair.
You mean to say the years have meant nothing to you?
They meant something, all right. A great waste of time.
But I've changed. Look at me. I'm respectable.
Like Murder Incorporated.
And I have a task to perform. A grave, responsible task.
And apart from all that, you're a ham.
I bet you're curious just the same.
All right, so I'm curious.
Well, so I'll tell you. Your boss, now our boss, has received threatening letters. Letters which contain the words, quote, "You are soon to die," unquote.
Who's been sending them? You.
Oh, please.
What's your job?
I am a bodyguard.
And who is going to guard him from you?
Oh, I wish you'd try to understand, sweetie. I'm legitimate. And before your little mind starts figuring ways and means of queering my beautiful pitch, I shall tell you that Felix Wiley knows all about my somewhat complicated past.
You were honest with him.
Honest as the day is long.
Why?
One reason only, sweetie. To win back the love of a good woman. Namely, to wit, viz, you.
You mean that you heal?
Would I lie about a thing like this?
Yes.
May I be struck dead on a spot if I would lie to you?
Another crisis passed. You can breathe out.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to earn your keep?
All I gotta do is stop poisons unknown from causing bodily harm to our illustrious boss.
Does he have any ideas?
Yeah, one. He don't want to die at the moment. I have to spend all my time in his company, and he wants you to be my lady-in-waiting at a wing thing he's throwing tonight. Not hard to take, either, I might add.
Just behave yourself, and we'll make out. What sort of a party?
Formal.
That'll tax your wardrobe a little, won't it?
Miller's, the gent's outfitters, natty suits and clothing, have been informed that Mr. Carl Vickers will shortly avail himself of the excellent service to the tune of a formal jacket with et cetera's. And also, in addition, several lounge suits of the finest quality suitable for a man of taste, position, and means. That's what Felix said on the phone.
He must be off his head.
I'll pick you up at 8, and look pretty, sweetie. You'll be with me.
Where have you been? You're supposed to be my partner, remember?
Hey, looky.
What?
I've been examining the guest through this here mirror. It's one of them two-way things.
Why, you? He can see what's happening in the living room by just sitting in his study. Wonder what Mrs. Wiley thinks of it.
Oh, she doesn't know. And look, there's a switch behind the mirror. You flick it, and it's plain. You flick it again, and it's a refined peephole. A gimmick which no peep in time should be without.
The boss man doesn't seem to be worried about things. He's out there drinking his fool head off.
Having fun, Carl?
Just kind of resting up. I'm not used to these late parties.
Huh. You better switch that mirror back to mirror.
The mirror? Oh, yeah, the mirror.
Cunning little toy, isn't it? Felix likes to know how the other half lives all the time. You going to join the party?
Sure.
Seen anything suspicious?
Suspicious?
My husband thinks he's going to be murdered in his bed. He employed you to save him, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mrs. Wiley.
Any ideas?
No, but he's still alive, so I must be not doing too bad.
Car, look what I... Oh, it's you.
Excuse me. You better come along too, Belle. I think my husband's about ready to cuss or something.
No. Look at it. Go on. Look at it.
Look at it. Look at what?
This. I put my hand in my pocket to get a cigarette and found this note. Look at it.
Well, don't get excited.
I'm not excited.
Oh, what's the note say? Before midnight, Mr. Wiley, you'll be a dead man. And nothing you do will stop me.
Why do you think of that?
Well, I would say it was a threatening note.
I employed you to protect me, and I demand protection.
Well, you got it.
You call this protection? You let a murderer walk up to me and put a note in my pocket?
You're alive, ain't you? My job is to keep you alive, not to stop people writing to you.
It's 10:30.
So it is.
1.5 hours. Only 1.5 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Wiley. You go and have another drink, and I'll kind of circulate.
I'll give you a bonus, Carl. A big bonus.
A big bonus? How much?
$10,000.
Mr. Wiley, you're as good as saved. Now, tell me this. Do you and your wife get on, do you and your wife kind of, you get on well together?
Don't be impertinent.
Midnight, Mr. Wiley.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'll tell you this, Carl.
Uh-huh.
We haven't been the happiest of married couples for some time now. But it's just a passing thing. Why?
Oh, no great reason. Just got to check up on everybody you know. Got to kind of keep you alive. Got to earn my 10 G's, 10,000. Huh? Well, shall we join the ladies? I'll be right with you, Mr. Wiley. Now, don't you worry.
Aren't you ever going to dance with me, Carl?
Yeah, sure, this very second. Excuse me, Mr. Wiley, but I got my eye on you.
Carl,
wrong with Felix? He looks green.
He's had another love letter from the Persian Penn. Death at midnight.
What are you going to do?
Save him from his fate and make $10,000? The promised bonus for keeping him in the land of the living?
Frankly, if I had a wife like Cora, I wouldn't want to live.
Well, Felix Bay, you know, is no oil painting, sweetie.
Don't call me.
With $10,000, honey, we could make beautiful music together.
I've harked my fiddle.
Wedding bells could ring.
Wedding bells?
Wedding bells.
I'll think about it.
Wedding bells for a beautiful bell.
I made it funny.
Knock it off. I'll think about it.
Yeah, sure. Plenty of time. Tell me when we finish this dance.
Shouldn't you be keeping an eye on Felix B?
Don't you worry, honey. He'll live.
But I think
Have you seen Mr. Wiley anywhere?
Don't mind us. We was just dancing. And no, I haven't seen Mr. Wiley.
But aren't you supposed to be watching him?
Watch him, yeah. But not minutely examine him.
Carl, I think you'd better find him.
I didn't know he was lost.
But something might happen.
Nothing's gonna happen. Me and my big mouth. Okay, now, nobody don't get excited.
It came from upstairs, I think.
Just take it easy, everybody. No need to panic. Just relax and take it easy and no need to panic.
Anyone who's in a panic, do something, you all.
Something must have happened to Felix.
Everybody just stay here. I'm going to take a look upstairs.
I'm coming with you.
So am I.
Well, it might be dangerous.
You've given the man enough time to get away.
I feel that you are feeling...
Will you please investigate?
Yeah, right away. Probably nothing at all.
Nothing but a shooting, and you've seen so many.
I'll go first.
A pleasure.
Just leave the center lane open. I might be down again in a hurry.
My hero.
Well, I'm being realistic about this. This man has got a gun.
We heard. Poor Felix.
Mr. Wiley.
Hurry, man.
Well, I thought you'd be dead.
I'm not, but I might just as well be for all the protection I got from you, Vickers.
What happened, Felix?
In here.
When we heard the shot, the first thing we thought was that...
You were very nearly right.
Hey, it's a body.
Yes, it's a body. Happily not mine.
Johnny Newman.
Yes, my dear. Our old and esteemed friend, Johnny Newman.
What happened?
Well, I was rather sick of that vacant crowd downstairs and came up here for a little peace and quiet. I'd been sitting here for a matter of seconds when Johnny walked in and demanded money.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Mr. Wiley, if I shot everybody who demanded money from me, the streets would be littered with cadavers. You know, the police are not going to like this.
In that case, they may lump it.
Big talk.
Will you both be quiet for a minute? I want to know what happened.
Well, it looks pretty obvious to me. Your husband knocked off the guy on the floor.
Be quiet! Wait. Thank you. Now, let me say a word. Johnny came in and pointed that gun at me. He demanded money and said he'd shoot me if I didn't give him quite a substantial amount. He said he'd kill me, don't you see? He said he'd kill me. He's the one who's been writing those notes.
Yike!
I feel sure the police won't arrest a man for guarding his own person from attack. We struggled for possession of the gun. During the struggle, it went off. Unfortunately for Johnny...
And fortunately for you...
As you say, it killed him.
Hadn't we better phone the police?
Naturally.
Well, anyway, Mr. Wiley, you'll be alive after midnight.
Of course.
Yeah. And that earns me a neat $10,000, right?
Wrong.
But you said that, our bargain?
I said I would pay you a bonus of $10,000 if you kept me alive. If you apprehended the writer of those notes.
But
I happen to have done the apprehending.
Yeah, but I... Well,
I don't see any reason for paying you a sum of money you didn't earn. Do you?
Well, if...
Do you?
Well, I guess not.
All right. Now... If you'll phone the police, Carl, your job will be finished.
I'm ever so grateful. And you phone the police yourself, you miserable...
Carl!
There's no need to feel like that, Vickers. You'll be well paid for your time.
Thanks loads. Come on, Phil.
Now, we'd be very grateful if you'd phone the police, Mr. Vickers.
He'll do it.
Oh, thank you. This has been a great shock to my husband.
Your husband? Well, it's been somewhat of a shock to me, too. It's not every day that I lose $10,000. Wouldn't need to be every day. I could never stand a strain.
Well, the party's over. The police have been and gone.
Boy, oh boy, I'll say the party's over.
Stop thinking about your $10,000, will you?
I can't help it. I'm like the guy who couldn't think of nothing but blondes. You know, we could have got married on that lettuce.
We don't need $10,000 to get married. $2 will be enough.
Yeah, but I wanted to give you the... $2? You'll marry me?
It looks that way.
Why?
Well, that's a fine thing to ask.
But this morning you was calling me all kinds of a twister. Now, why the change?
Well, I could see you were really trying to do something honest with your miserable life. And I figured if you could make the supreme sacrifice and turn honest, I could do the same thing and marry you.
Oh, beautiful sentiments.
Promise me you'll never stray from the path of honesty.
Now, you sound like a judge.
Promise me?
Well, I'll, Yeah, I promise. But how do I make money for us?
You could get a job.
A job?
Yeah. You know, you go to work and you collect your pay.
Well, I've heard of it, but just as a rumor. You know, the boys will laugh me out of the pool room.
You won't be going into any pool room to be laughed out of.
I won't?
No. You don't want to marry me?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Well, without you, my life would be nothing. How's that?
It's been nothing up to now. It'll soon change.
Well, you talked me into it. Now, come on. Let's get out of this junk. Every time I think of that $10,000, I feel like busting Felix B. Wiley on the snoot. Talk about me being dishonest.
You're going job hunting tomorrow.
I am.
Yeah. And you'll have to get a good night's sleep.
Such a quiet joke.
Upstairs.
Here we go again. Coming.
Maybe it's a family quarrel.
Well, if it is, I know who's winning.
Call, please, quickly.
They just left.
What's wrong?
It's Felix.
Hey, he screams just like a woman, don't he?
Carl.
He's not moving.
Oh, I've been through this before.
I walked in and found him lying on the floor. He looks ill.
Yeah, so would you if you had a knife in your throat.
Oh!
Well, don't tell me you didn't notice it.
No, I walked in and...
Yeah, you told us that.
Is he dead, Carl?
Like the proverbial doornail.
Felix!
Give her a brandy or something. I'll phone the police. You know, they're going to give us a cut-rate service if we keep this up. What time is it?
Nearly midnight.
The note. Dead before midnight.
But Johnny Newman was supposed to be the one who wrote that.
Well, obviously, my love, he was not the one who wrote. He's dead, ain't he? I gotta call the police. And don't touch the body while I'm gone.
As if I would.
Well, ma'am, looks to me as if the guy who sent those notes did the job properly.
But what about Johnny Newman?
One of those things, ma'am. Kills me is why your husband didn't contact the police when he received the first note, ma'am.
He didn't want the publicity. He'd been working towards some council contracts, and he thought any adverse publicity might affect his chances. That's why he employed Mr. Vickers here.
Yeah, that's right.
He could have made a better choice, ma'am.
Well, how was I to know that he was going to get knocked off?
Forget it. Have you got the notes, Mrs. Wiley? The earlier ones, I mean.
No, my husband destroyed them.
Her husband destroyed
when
them.
Did he get the last note?
Sometime this evening. He showed it to me after you'd gone. He laughed and said how wrong Johnny was. He said he had the right time, but the wrong corpse.
Yeah, it figures. Could anybody have walked upstairs without your knowledge, Mrs. Wiley?
I suppose so. There were so many people here during the party. It would have been simple for someone to hide himself upstairs till everyone had gone. Then kill poor Felix.
Just one more question, ma'am. What about servants?
Hey, I can answer that. They got them.
Do
in the
me
millions.
A favor and shut up.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
I can think of only one way you could help.
You keep butting in. Just ask.
I can't. There are ladies present.
And I suppose you'll find the note sender and solve the crime before breakfast.
I might just do that.
Yeah, I can see it.
Please be quiet, Carl. You're upsetting the man.
I've been upset by experts, ma'am. Don't worry, Sonny. We'll find him.
Or her.
What makes you say that?
Funny thing you should ask me. Mrs. Wiley... It seems pretty funny that you didn't see a great big knife sticking out of your husband's throat. It looked pretty unnatural, you know.
You say a knife in a husband's throat? What are you trying to do?
I
I was very upset.
What was you and this Johnny Newman going to do with the money he got from Felix B?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, not me. It's Felix B who needs the apology.
Shut up. You better explain things, Sonny, or you might just find yourself with a load of trouble.
Well, I can't explain them if I shut up. Now, listen to me. Cora and Johnny decided to hit the old boy for some hard cash and then depart from this climb and
why, place. You...
No, you're just arguing. I heard you talking tonight.
Be careful or you'll end up in a 612.
You decided to use the note threatening your husband as a good excuse. Well, Johnny busts in about 10:30 and demands money.
I have never been
quiet,
so...
Quiet. I'm talking, not the cop. The note threatening your husband's life didn't at any time mention money. All they said was that he was going to die. They could have been and probably was the work of a crank. The city gets hundreds a year. Right, Sergeant, now?
Right, you're a good boy.
I don't see how you can possibly prove
those
all this.
Those gloves in your pocket. I'll bet you wore them when you handled the knife. And the reason you killed Felix B. was that you was mad at him for killing Johnny. And the reason he was so happy about killing Johnny was that he knew about you two. And Mrs. Wiley, quiet, please. Mrs. Wiley, even though there are no fingerprints in the knife, the marks on them gloves will match up in a test.
But
the
gloves...
May I have the gloves, please?
Is that right, Sergeant? Will they match up?
Well, man.
Sure they will. Shut up,
please. You're a clever young man, aren't you? Shall we go now, Sergeant?
You know what you're doing, ma'am.
What's the use of prolonging the agony by denial? As soon as you compare the glove prints on the knife, you'll know it was me. I'm not at all sorry, you know. He was a mean old man. Carl, you're brilliant.
You're just saying that.
Did you really overhear a conversation between the two of them?
No, and I doubt very much that all my guff about glove prints is worth a nickel. You know, the sergeant looked kind of stunned when I let him talk. But it worked.
Well, what I want to know is how you were so sure she did it.
Well, my pet, I knew it couldn't be the guy who wrote the notes.
How did you know?
Don't ask questions.
How did you know?
Well, I figured it was a good angle to get myself a job with you.
You wrote them?
Well, it was one way of making some money. And I figured I could manage a job as his bodyguard and make a little on the side for saving his life.
You're a crook, Carl Vickers. But I love you.
Yeah. And Johnny Newman would have probably killed the old boy when he got the money out of him anyway. He wouldn't leave him alive to call the police. Anyway, Cora told the sergeant she's been trying to figure a way to knock the old boy off for years. And you never know. If it hadn't been for me, she might have got away with it. I am a hero.
You're a heel. Well, we'd better get out of here before someone else gets hurt. I just hope the police don't find out who wrote those notes. Goodbye, house.
As the sergeant said, the city's crawling with cranks. Well, I guess I'll have to turn respectable after all.
A closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure, all start when a door is unlocked by the key.